I got a yacht with a flag that says chillin' the most, and I'm going to rock that bitch up and down the coast. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
We are going to easily earn the explicit badge for this podcast already, so
Oh, no!
Because we're going to play some Kid Rock music for you in just a little bit.
I won't be party to pornography.
Those were Kid Rock lyrics, if you're not hip to that. Before we get to Kid Rock's latest song, which is about Fauci and vaccines, and I'm looking forward to hearing the unbleeped version. Somebody just sent this text. You know, Betty White died recently in 99. If Martin Luther King and Anne Frank were still alive today, they'd only be 93. Is that possibly true? The Martin Luther King Jr. can be true, but Anne Frank?
Well, she was a teenager in 1945.
So was my mom. Yeah, so, okay.
Yes.
There you go. Wow. So wow. Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr. would have been several years younger than Betty White. That's how old 99 is.
Right.
It's kind of an interesting perspective. I'm not exactly sure why that's so interesting to me, but if you live to be 100 years old, you have seen so much. If you got your wits about you, it'd be really interesting to process all that.
You know, that's funny. I'm searching as fast. I think I found it as fast as I can for that one thing that just. Oh, that's right. Here it is. This is my favorite thing of that sort that I ever. That I ever came across. Where is it? They do it backward. Okay. The samurai, the warriors of pre-modern Japan, ended in 1867. The fax machine was invented in 1843, so there was a two-year period where a samurai could have sent a fax to Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's got nothing to do with nothing, but Anne Franklin reminded me of that.
So Kid Rock put out a new song. We saw that and thought we got to check it out. We did on the show, but we had to bleep it all. We want to hear a little of the unbleeped version. Here we go. I guess we'll roll this as long as we find it entertaining. Child Rock.
A good hook really gets right into it.
Wear your mask, take your pills. Now a whole generation's mentally ill.
It's got a Beastie Boys thing to it, doesn't it?
There's some truth there. F.
A COVID's near, it's coming to town. We gotta act quick, shut our borders down. Joe Biden does the media embraces. Big Don does it, and they call him racist.
Big Don.
Little LGB in there.
Fuck Facebook. Fuck Twitter too. And the mainstream media. Fuck you too.
So, if he goes around and plays this in clubs or whatever,
stadiums,
he'll draw a certain crowd. But he was going to anyway. He's political enough now that he pretty much only gets people that like him, right?
Yeah, I wanted to hear more of it.
People,
where are we going? We got an appointment?
No, bring it back up.
You piece of shit! I don't see color. Black lives matter. No shit, motherfucker.
Oh, oh boy, yeah, I was wrong. I would say probably best we probably heard them.
Fighting for the right to be free, and every human being doesn't have to agree. We all bleed red, brother, listen to me. It's time for love and unity.
It's time for love and unity.
There you go.
That's my takeaway.
Exactly. And as always, retweets are not endorsements.
You know, I'm reminded, was it Mark Twain or Lincoln or somebody said, Their review of something was, folks who enjoy this sort of thing will enjoy this.
You social media trolls, y'all, can suck on these.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Boy, yeah,
I think we've crossed the line there, Mike.
We're
going to
be banned from
Mike.
The internet.
Yes, we're going to get banned from the internet. Oh, geez. Well, so if he had it in mind to take it over the top and to be unrestrained, it would seem that that was his mission, and he fulfilled it.
Leaving behind his traditional subtlety
of
that
having
Kid Rock is known for.
Of having a small person dance around on stage.
Well, that was back in the day.
Ah, yeah. That was a young
ages
Kid Rock.
Ago, right.
Yeah, not a mature, thoughtful, socially conscious Kid Rock.
What was I? You know, there have been times. I know this is incredible. I've completely lacked a sense of humor. Like, for instance, when I heard Kids Rock, one of his. I think the one about chilling the most. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, when it's something sipping on scotch and staring at crotch
yeah.
or something.
Yes,
I
yes,
heard that, and
yes.
I'm like, this is not for me.
Yes. Oh God.
And what I miss sometimes,
oh jeez,
but it's hard in rap, and Lord knows I'm the farthest thing in the world from an authority on rap music, but there is some rap music that is sincerely awful and terrible and off-putting and immoral and terrible. There's some that is intentionally hilariously over the top, and I've been guilty at times of not recognizing which one is which.
Eminem printed money on being over the top.
Right, right. And to what extent was he serious, and to what extent was he kind of winking?
Almost never serious about all of it. I mean, because he had a lot of anti-gay, anti-woman stuff. That's not his politics at all. It's just, he was just being shocking.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if sipping scotch and staring at crotch is your thing, who am I to criticize? I have my hobbies too.
Yes, Michael?
Oh, nothing. I just think I need to go to church after hearing that song.
Got to take a bath.
Well, I guess that's it.
Explicit rating, right, Hanson?
Oi!